Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maya, what's up, sis?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you and see you clearly. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, Anthony. So let me start off by saying, do you know how people get excited about like the Powers and the Raising Kanan and those kind of shows? That's how excited I get about this show every Monday and Wednesday. So thank you for doing all that you do for our community. I really appreciate it.
Man, I appreciate you, Maya. That means a lot. Seriously. What's going on, sis? How can I help you? You got a thought or anything?
Yes, I do. I definitely want to agree with what you're saying today, because I've had both the high value man and now I have a high quality man. And so just his character, the things he's willing to do, the way he listens to me now, that really has changed my perspective on relationships in general. And for the women out there who've dated maybe a high value man, when you're enabled to do so, they don't really, I don't think they require much from what's socially believed to be pretty. You know, everyone has their standard of beauty, but society will tell you, hey, this is beauty, this is beauty. But when you're being enabled and people will say, oh, you don't have, they're not requiring much of you to give you certain things or do certain things for you. You don't really, you know, I didn't know about the high quality man before I listened to your episode. And so the guy I'm dating now, he would say, well, you've been with this kind of man. You've been with this kind of man. He would say, why me? You know, why are you picking me? And I would tell him, you have good character. Like a lot of those men, they have the cars, they have the shoes, but they really aren't happy with themselves. And so for the women who maybe have been in my position before, maybe they're like a single mom or they've been in their single season for a while, I believe we look for a certain type of man due to lack of exposure. Mm-hmm. I wasn't exposed to any healthy marriages or healthy relationships in my past and from my childhood. So I had to do a mindset shift all of 2023. And I studied from like the Black Love app and relationship advice from people who anybody can be who they want to be on social media, but people who seem to align with what I value now in my 30s. Wow. So for any women out there who are single and who want to date, you feel like you've been by yourself and it's not coming, or your man isn't coming, or he hasn't arrived yet, I would say just listen to what Anthony is saying. He may be single, but he's giving you sound advice. The advice is good. The advice is real. And your man is going to come to you, but you have to work on yourself first. If I wouldn't have changed my mindset before I met the guy that I'm dating now, I wouldn't appreciate him for who he is. And so I just really think it was because of lack of exposure. When I was younger, I just didn't see those things. So I didn't know that, you know, they were real. It was like the tooth fairy. You hear about it, but you never really see it. So when I finally met that sort of man, I was like, oh, okay, now we can work on this. You know, we can work on that. And some people might say it's early. We've been dating. It'll be a year in May. And we've already sat down. We wrote down all of our debt. We have a plan to get out of debt. And so, yeah, I'm excited. And I just wanted to encourage.
Hold on. Don't rush over that. We got to live right there a little bit. We got to live right there. Who care what they say? I mean, because as a Christian who is still flawed and not perfect, still at the end of the day, I'm dating with the intent of marriage. And so what I just heard you two say is, hey, you know, we're not married today, but our intent is to one day be husband and wife. And we hope that it's with each other. But even if it's not, we're still going to move with the intent within our relationship is that. And I'm curious, who started that conversation, the money conversation between you two?
Me. It was definitely me. I listened to you. When I say faithfully, they have, I didn't have a lot of strong Black male figures growing up, but I didn't use that as an excuse. Social media is in the palm of our hands. So I went to my phone and searched for the type of man I would have wanted to look up to when I was younger. So I follow you, and he and I are now into stocks. So I follow Wall Street Trapper. Yeah. You men are the two that I really faithfully watch you every single week. And I've been doing so over the past year now. And it did a mental shift for me. So I brought it up. I'm the extrovert. He's the introvert. You have a quiz about having those hard conversations. I don't. We're going to talk about it. I'm not trying to hide nothing. If I want to talk about something, I'm not sugarcoating it. We're about to sit down and talk about it like we sit down and talk about everything else. So
I'm curious, how did you approach? Because I think there's a lot of ladies watching right now, right, who are in your shoes. Like, they got a good man and or they really like this guy. And they're like, yo, I want to have that conversation. Like, I want to start that conversation, but I don't want to look like a gold digger. I don't want to look like I'm trying to be all in his personal business, but you should be in his personal business a little bit, right? But it's like, how would you recommend to other sisters, other ladies on how to... What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution, AI Red Teaming. You see, AI Red Teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI Red Teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today. And rest easy, knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Start that conversation in a healthy way with, you know, the significant other who they are currently dating.
I would tell them to make him feel special in a sense.
She said, play with that man's heart, yo.
Like, let me take you out to eat today. You know,
what? You took him out to eat? Okay, keep going. Keep talking, sis. Keep talking. Help them out. So you said, I'm going to pay for his dinner. And then that's how it went. Oh.
Yeah, and he's not. What man is going to say, oh, no, I don't want to go out to eat? You cook. Or even let's say he do want you to cook. Ask him what's his favorite meal. Cook his favorite meal. And y'all sit down and you say, you know, this has been on my mind and I've just been wondering. And you just go with your question. I'm very direct. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a December Sagittarius. So I don't really sugarcoat much. And it does help. I'm going to be honest that he's the same way. Our birthdays are a day apart.
Okay.
He's the exact same way. He likes the direct approach. He don't like to go. He's like, Maya, if you want to know something, just ask me. And we've been like that from the beginning. So You have to set the tone early, ladies. Don't be a go with the flow type woman. If you know you're dating with the intent to get married, and if you tell him that and he runs away, that wasn't your man anyway. So, I would definitely give.
And so now that you all have had the money conversation, right, and y'all's 30s, is he older than you?
Yes, I'm 32 and he's 34.
Okay, so he's not that much older than you. Does he make more money than you, or you're about right around the same?
Yes. No, he makes more money than me, and I have 2 degrees. So I went the traditional route. I went to college. I have a master's degree, and he went to college, but he didn't finish, and he makes more money than me. Combined, okay. And I don't mind saying it, combined, we make about $140,000 a year.
Wow.
And I know you always say, hey, don't combine incomes, you know, before you get married, which we haven't, but we have discussed all of our debt together and how we're going to pay it off. And we're doing the snowball method.
That's good. And since you all have now had the conversation about money, clearly y'all are having a conversation about marriage whenever that is coming.
Absolutely. Oh, it's coming soon.
Okay. She was like, don't get it twisted. He ain't playing with me over here. I get you. Would you say that has benefited the relationship? Is helped the relationship? Has it brought clarity to the relationship? Like, having the money conversation, how did that help the relationship proceed forward in a healthy way? I'm curious.
It helped us to create trust with each other. Because once money, and a lot of people think money is the hardest conversation to have, which it is a tough conversation because someone may be shamed or embarrassed, but you just have to humanize yourselves. And a lot of people, just for Black men, a lot of people, I like to tell him, like, you're not a robot. You know, like, you don't have to just keep everything in, hold everything in. I say it's okay to be vulnerable with me. But I don't not only say that to him, I also, when he tells me something, I don't judge him. I'm not blaming him for where he is, you know, or the decisions that he's made in his past that may not have been so smart financially, because I've been there as well. You know, you just have to humanize yourself, humanize the relationship, know that you're going to make mistakes, but if you create that open line of communication from the beginning, it's going to help create trust. And it will be easier to have other maybe uncomfortable, you know, conversations. So I think setting the tone from the beginning helps.
I think I always say this, and I totally agree with you, that the breeding ground for understanding in the ending is having a conversation in the beginning.
Right.
And I think that the bridge to get to where we are today, to where we want to go tomorrow, is just really dedication, determination, and discipline. And having the discipline and dedication and determination to sit down and have the hard conversations. If you can have a hard money conversation, then you can have a hard conversation around anything else in y'all's relationship.
Right.
Because exactly. Money, and let's just be real, money and sex within the relationship, those are the two hardest conversations that we can have. And if we can have clear communication with that up front, all the other stuff is easy. It's super right. easy. And so I think the reason why y'all are just so healthy in y'all's relationship is because y'all were willing to have the conversation, because you just a savage Sagittarius. So you was like, listen, we're gonna have it. And it is what it is. And Well, I appreciate you for calling in, Maya. Thank you so much. Thank man. You're the first woman that I heard. I took him out to dinner. I took him out to dinner.
Yeah. Wow.
Did he try to pay the bill?
No. Because I told him before we went. Yeah, I was like, I got it. Let's go. He was like, okay.
Listen, man. Maya, you a real one. I'm praying for you. Call me. Let me know when y'all get married.
I definitely will. I'll send you an invitation. Have a good one. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.